This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Hey, don't forget, today's the last day to register to vote if you want to be a part of this year's big decision. Happily, those of us living in Texas will not have to caucus come March 1st. I say happily because, frankly, this caucus stuff, well, just between us, are you clear on how this caucus thing works? Exactly. I mean, for real. Oh, we pretend, sure. I mean, it is, after all, part of the American presidential picking process and all that stuff. But if you're new to this, like teenagers just reaching the age of majority, or one of the 19 million new Americans not born in the U.S., the idea of picking candidates without dropping a ballot in a box may seem somewhat, what is the word, foreign to the notion of simple democracy, no? The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz. Joy, please help us out here.
I'm afraid I cannot tell you I fit the group of those who just turned 18, but I do have a lot in common with the category of people who were born, educated, and in my case, even married in another country. But we are Americans, and new Americans know this. Elections here are very different than in other countries. Take tonight's caucus in Iowa. So much talked about, so critical to candidates, and yet so foreign. But what is it? I mean, it's not like a primary, right? In a primary, I can just walk into a booth and pull a lever and I'm done. So, how does caucusing work? Well, I went back to school to learn more.
Okay, I need a Ben Carson. Anybody want to be Ben? Awakey is Ben Carson. All right, stand up. Donald Trump. Who wants to be Donald Trump?
Sean.
Anybody? I need someone.
Mr. David Pilgreen is teaching a classroom of 14 and 15-year-olds about caucusing. He's at a charter school called Idea Allen. The overwhelming majority of kids at this school have parents who were not born in the U.S.
All right, so if you're on this side, you will go stand over there. Go stand against the wall. You will be Republicans because you're on the right. And over there, you will be Democrats.
The Republican caucus takes place in no time. See, caucuses work like this. Candidates spend a lot of time convincing voters to join their team.
My name is Donald Trump, and I'm running for president. Let's build a wall.
Yeah. My name is Ben Carson. I'm running for president. No more bureaucrats!
And then people just picked a candidate. Candidates who didn't get 15% of the vote were disqualified, and that was that. But there were a few more steps on the Democratic caucus.
All right, so Democrats, find your candidate.
Everything was very civilized until Martin O'Malley pulled in a single vote.
I'm sorry, Martin.
That meant that he wasn't a viable candidate, so his vote was up for grabs. That's when the kids from the Clinton and Sanders camp went wild, trying to convince that one O'Malley voter to join their ranks.
Would you rather be broke or dead, vote for Hillary? Would you rather be broke or dead, vote for Hillary?
By the end of this caucusing class, Bernie Sanders won the most Democratic votes, and Hillary Clinton had enough to stay in the race. Over on the Republican side of the room, the junior senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, got the most votes. There was some party business to take care of, and that was that. But why should a 14-year-old Texas child care about what's going on in Iowa today?
It matters because most of our parents here probably don't even know English, but they work here so that children like us can survive and we can grow up to have good jobs, a good life, and just be happy in general. So it's very important to vote for the right person. It's really important to know what you're supposed to do instead of just going there blindly.
Jaylee Barrera, the girl you just heard, won't be able to vote this year, but come 2020, she can. As another kid in the class said, we may end up going to college in Iowa, so better know what caucusing means. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.